August 30th, 2004. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's like a radio show, but without all that radio nonsense. It's a new weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
In spite of all the electronic effects they do drag in, virtuosity has almost become the rule.
My name's Daniel. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Hey, home, I can dig it.
The warmth of your love's like the warmth of the sun, and this will be our year. Took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness is gone, and this will be our year. Took a long time to come, and I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down, and I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go. Oh, now we're there, and we only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come.
That was OK Go, their Zombies cover, This Will Be Our Year, from the greatness that is the future soundtrack for America, put out by John Flansburgh, initiated it with Bearsook Records, benefits Move On, and a whole bunch of other super great liberal causes to fight the powers that be. You should go ahead and check it out right now. It's got great music on it from David Byrne, kind of a typical David Byrne-sounding song, typical Death Cab for Cutie song, typical R.E.M. song, a cool Elliott Smith song, one of the first, actually the first, to be released since his passing. It has a They Might Be Giants cover of an old campaign song, a Tom Waits song, which, you know, sounds like new Tom Waits. Blink-182 does a very uncharacteristic song. It's got a great Laura Cantrell song. Ben Queller does a rockin' song. The Flaming Lips have a live version of Yoshimi Battles Pink Robots. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs are on there, and a great song by the Old 97s, as well as many other bands. You should check it out right now. Go to links on the Sounds of My Head website. If you notice, it's a very political album, and it's a political song by the Zombies that OK Go covers, and it's political because this whole show is a special political episode. Every song on here has political underpinning, and of course that's because the Republican National Convention, otherwise known as a bile fest that's been sanitized for the American viewing audience, is going on right this minute. Anyway, up next, Billy Bragg and Wilco teamed up to do a covers album of Woody Guthrie songs. So they're primarily songs that Woody Guthrie didn't actually ever perform. He just wrote the lyrics to them, and then Billy Bragg and Wilco picked up the slack, put it all down, and they've released two discs. This is from Mermaid Avenue Volume 2. They also had Mermaid Avenue Volume 1. It's fantastic music. It's heard every day on The Majority Report with Jeannie Gruffalo and Sam Cedar on Air America Radio, the liberal alternative to all the right-wing spewage that is talk radio. I listen to it every day. You should, too. Check it out at airamericaplace.com. You can download full episodes of talk radio and listen to them on your iPod whenever you want. Anyway, this song is the opening theme song to that. It's Billy Bragg and Wilco with their song All You Fascists, which is all too appropriate for the Republican National Convention.
you fascists about to lose. Race hatred cannot stop us, this one thing I know. Your poll tax and Jim Crow and greed have got to go. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Are you fascists about to lose? You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists about to lose. People of every color marching side by side, marching across the fields where a million fascists died. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. All of you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Take my union gun. Gonna end this world of slavery for this war is one you're bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. Are you fascists about to lose? You fascists about to lose. You fascists about to lose. You're about to lose. You fascists are bound.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported.
Drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us as a precious gift to his children.
And drug abuse is not a crime. Drugs and excessive alcohol are used by former Attorney General Meese.
Drugs help us create love and hope and trust and confidence.
Being friends to others is the best way of being friends to ourselves.
It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply enjoy life to the fullest.
And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. Tonight, I can report to you that Vice President Bush smokes marijuana regularly. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin.
Each of us was once strung out on several drugs.
But we still have much to do. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
Let it go.
do like that song. That was Get Off the Internet, a song about getting off the internet, which you might be doing right about now, and getting out into the street to protest. It's a great protest song by the band La Tigra. They are the modern day incarnation of Bikini Kill, and they're really great. And that was from their EP, The Desk of Mr. Lady, which has another really great song called Bang Bang, which is all about police brutality, and in particular, the murder of unarmed African American males by the police. So, La Tigra, Get Off the Internet, with that awesomeness from The Desk of Mr. Lady. Up next is the song that Ben Folds says is the most political he'll ever get in a song. So I guess this is about as good as we're going to get with Ben Folds, but it is great. It's from his EP, Sunny 16. He has an even newer EP that's out. You can go to iTunes right now and look at all three of those EPs, which will eventually be released as a standalone, I think, you know, EP collection album or something. But anyway, for right now, you can get them right now at iTunes for 99 cents a song. So if you like this song, go buy the rest of it. Sunny 16 is the name of the EP. The song is All You Can Eat, and it's about the people who go to all-you-can-eat restaurants, I think is what it's about. I mean, I guess everybody goes to all-you-can-eat restaurants sometimes, but these are the particular types who go to all-you-can-eat restaurants, probably in the South. Probably people who Ben Folds sees a lot down there in the Carolinas. All right. Here's Ben Folds. Where else but the sounds in my head?
Son, look at all the people in this restaurant. What do you think they weigh? And out the window to the parking lot, at their SUVs, taking all of the space. They give no fuck, they talk as loud as they want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough for them. Gotta get on the microphone down at Walmart, talk about some shit that's been on my mind. Talk about the state of this great nation of ours. People look to your left, yeah, look to your right. They give no fuck, they buy as much as they want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough. To see him in the National Geographic, squatting bare-assed in the dirt, eating rice from a bowl, with a towel on their head and maybe a bone in their nose. See that asshole with a peace sign on his license plate, giving me the finger and running me out of his lane. God made us number one cause he loves us the best. He should go bless someone else for a while and give us a rest.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was American Patrol by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, as well as American Dream, the radio edit by Jakata. The music I'm talking over right now is, of course, Roll Credits by Kid Koala. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, let your friends know. Friends like hearing about things from their friends, especially things like The Sounds in My Head. Let me know what you think. Daniel at thesoundsinmyhead.com. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.